Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, hello, good evening, and welcome. It's good evening here to the Sarah May Medium Show, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May. We're back again one more week every Thursday. We are here at 9 p.m. GMT time. If you would like to connect in with the show, we've got a chat room going on Blog Talk Radio. So it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You can find my show if you like. Obviously, you're listening in anyway, but you could come via the chat room that way and join in with chat, which I'm often in there. If you do want to use Skype to call in for a reading, you do need to be an account holder of Blog Talk Radio. So next to the number on the top right-hand side, you will see the little Skype button. And you just press that, and you can come through for a reading via Skype onto the show. If you do want to call into the show, it's free from America, everybody. 760-283-4611. If you're calling outside of America, then you need to prefix with 001, but there may be charges there. So your best way is via Skype. And we always have me here, unless, of course, I'm away for a week, and then I'll have one of my special pals take over for me. But I usually have a guest with me as well. And I've got a big lineup of guests, and I'm really, really chuffed about the guest that I have in this evening. And it is evening where she is as well. I think it's afternoon in some places, and if you're in Australia, I think it's morning. America would imagine it's the afternoon. So we're at all different times around the globe, which is what's beautiful about the internet radio. We can connect everywhere. I think my producer popped on my wall. We could even get through to the cold areas where you've got the...
Hi, Sarah.
Mike?
Yes.
Ken's gone off. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I think you're live. I think that we are live. We're just chatting with him. You're in the chat room, aren't you? Sarah?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room, Mike.
Okay, ask them, can they hear us?
One second, everybody. We're having a few technical difficulties here. Can you hear me in chat?
Okay, yes, they can hear us because I can see it now that we're live. Okay.
Right, we need to find my guest back.
Okay, who's your guest?
Meanwhile, Mike. She's not on Skype, so we're doing it another way this evening, Mark, which we'll do in a second.
Okay. Okay, Sarah, what's your first song?
What's my first song? Well, it is. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Okay, let me just load that up.
Bear with us, everybody.
What's... Okay, even though it's Sisters doing it by themselves, what's the name?
It's Annie Lennox and Aretha Franklin.
Okay, here we go.
Meanwhile...
No!
We're back and we're live. A few technical issues tonight. Sarah, are you there with us? Sarah will be back with us very, very soon. I know that we have Sarah's guest here with us. So let me just try and bring in Sarah's guest. I think this is Sarah's guest. Hi, is that Ara?
Hi.
Hi. Sarah is having a few technical issues. Some gremlins in the system, I think, with Sarah's end. But that's okay. I'm here.
Good.
And, well, I don't know anything about you. Sarah didn't tell me. So tell me all about yourself.
She kept it a secret, did she?
No, secret from me.
Well, I am based in Canada. I'm living in Victoria, B.C., on the southern tip of Vancouver Island. And it is a wonderful, wonderful place to be. It's balmy, just so that others who think that Canada is freezing cold, it's not in many places. And I'm lucky enough to be in one of them. And as for the psychic mediumship ability, let's see, I have been this way all my life. I don't know how to be any different. It's absolutely normal to me. And it's been quite a journey,
so
for sure.
Ara, how long have you been working as a psychic medium?
Well, it's been well over 20 years, and it's been a journey in itself, because everyone who started to come to me came to me for psychic guidance, which is one thing, and I quickly learned that was the tip of the iceberg. I've been clairvoyant all my life, but I never really showed that aspect. And then I decided that, no, I have this for a reason, so here we go. And then it evolved into the psychic mediumship. And I'm a firm believer that, as with anything in life, everything evolves, and so should the work. So the work is ever-changing, and it evolves as I do. So not only do I do the psychic guidance, but I also do the mediumship, as well as I am now doing some channeling, which I kind of, in retrospect, realized I've been doing for quite a while anyway, but now I'm doing it deliberately. So it offers a wide spectrum for me to grow, but as well, all the clients that have cause to come and see me get to experience and begin to understand the nature of who they truly are, and so in turn, they begin to grow as well.
So, so you've been working for over 20 years, and have you always been in Canada?
Yes. I've been born and raised in Canada. I have traveled to various points to do work. Washington State was one of the first ones. I used to go down there and offer readings and workshops periodically. And then I was in Pennsylvania a few years back and did readings out of a wellness center over there. And then I realized that empowerment was a big, big component to the work that I was doing, and I was offered an opportunity to go up to the Yukon, where it is really cold, and start working with some of the Native women up there to empower them through the negative experiences that they have been through, and try to empower them into living a little more joyfully than they might do otherwise. Now, you can't go into a community and expect to heal it in one fell swoop, but all you can do is go in there and try to make a difference. And some of those women, even after 3 years of my being there, are still contacting me and wanting to know more. So, you know, it's those little things. You throw the pebble into the pond and the ripples form, and a lot of people get impacted.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have found this myself, because, you know, I've been working very similar to yourself a little over 20 years now. And, you know, when it first started for me, like you say, just a little pebble in the pond, and all of a sudden it ripples out, doesn't it? You know, and it's wonderful when this happens. And
oh, absolutely.
Do you find the more that you ask spirit certain things, the more that they do it, and you know, without you realizing that things go on behind the scenes?
I think you're really onto something there, and I feel that it's absolutely correct that the more you seek, the more you find. And I'm also a firm believer that if you are involved in this work in any way, shape, or form, that the abilities strengthen by the more self-work that you do. So the clearer that you become, the more that you understand who you truly are, and the more healing and forgiveness that are practiced and done and lived, the clearer the conduit you become, and then more avenues actually open up. And you get to learn such magnificent things about yourself and how magical this journey is. Mm-hmm. It's all quite amazing. And spirit never hesitates to almost take you by the hand and dance with you down the path. It's really quite extraordinary.
It is. I think that we have Sarah back with us now. Sarah, are you back with us? Sarah, are you back with us there? Okay, Sarah is here, everyone. Okay, maybe not. Okay, Sarah's having so many technical issues tonight. It's unbelievable. But it's okay, Alan. You know, the show goes on. I find every time that I mention something to Spirit or I ask Spirit for things, it comes. It comes in tenfold, you know. And this has happened, I can't say once, but it's happened already within the last month. It's happened at least four times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it amazes me every single time it happens because, you know, and it's without us realizing that it goes on. And then all of a sudden, you know, we think, my gosh, my life has changed, or something has happened to change things. And then all mm-hmm. of a sudden, Spirit kind of just steps in and makes it all okay, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And what I call that deliberate living. And when we consider that we have this intuitive center, and yes, we're all intuitive, but that intuitiveness actually is quite random and arbitrary. And when we start living that intuition deliberately, that is when things really start to change. So when you start experiencing those things and going, wow, you know, that's really cool, then you start looking for more. And the way this universe works is that the more you focus upon what it is or what you believe and know that works, then the universe will just keep piling more on. And that's the law of attraction, basically. So once you have the experience, you're more prone to turn your focus to it, and then you will find that more and more things happen.
Most definitely. Well, let's give a big shout out. Sarah, are you with us now? We can hear Sarah typing, I think, but we can't quite hear Sarah's voice. Okay. Well, I'm sure that Sarah will do with that. Maybe plug something in. Bless her. She's trying her hardest, isn't she?
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling. Hello. I'm on my phone. This is the first time I've done this on my iPhone. So I've got my speakers in, and my earphones, so I can hear quite clearly, and it seems to be doing okay. So at least we've got a backup.
Well,
I don't,
you sit on your phone there, Sarah. I'll go to mute. You know, I must say you've got a wonderful guest there and a wonderful energy. So you have a wonderful show, and I'm just going to be right here for you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, darling, hello. And hello, everybody. I am back. I'm not in the chat room, so nobody can see me there. So I can't see what you're typing. So I do apologize for that. Aura, what have I missed, darling? I wanted to know all about you, because I know you and I connected on Facebook via the internet, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was at least 2 years ago.
Yeah, and we've never really spoken to each other, but we have fond thoughts for each other, don't we? Because I look at you and I think, oh, Aura's fantastic. And whenever I see you, I think, oh, Aura's there. And we've got a mutual respect for each other, haven't we, and the work that we do. And I know without even, I'm sure you've been telling everybody what you do, Aura, but I know without even looking that you've got a fantastic gift. So what have I missed?
You missed all the preliminary stuff. You know, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, I channel, and I really base the root of my work in the empowerment of individuals, because until they have a clear understanding and begin to live the vibration of who they truly are, then nothing much really changes. So that's how I direct the work that I do, to make sure that everyone feels as wonderful and as special as they truly are.
Oh, Aura, that's lovely. You've also written a book, haven't you? You've written a couple of books. Tell us about your books.
The first book, I just pulled together a compilation of all the channeled material that I have been channeling for, I guess, 20 years now. I didn't realize that's what was happening, but that's definitely what was happening, I now know. And so I took some of the most inspirational ones that really helped me, and I pulled them into a book so that, you know, it can be by your bedside. And when you get up in the morning, you can open it to any page, and there should be something inspiring there for you. That book is only available, actually, in e-format right now. It's called Whispers from Within, Thoughts from a Soul. And it's all about, you know, those spiritual, soulful kind of inspirational thoughts that we all do get and hopefully pay attention to. The other book I channeled through a higher energy that I have called the Council of 12. And it's a channeled spiritual guide, and it's entitled Threshold of Transformation. And it's all to do with the importance and the relevance of the chakra system, what it is and how it works, and how we can work to deliberately live in balance so that we are more proactive, number one, in protecting and sustaining a healthful existence physically. So it's a pretty informative piece of work. And I have to tell you that when I channeled this, I had gone to bed one night. It was about 10 o'clock. And I closed my eyes, and immediately I saw the chakra system. And I thought, well, that's really nice. I'll think about that tomorrow. And then it got tipped over on its side. And so it was running horizontally instead of vertically. And I thought, well, that's curious, but I'll think about that tomorrow. And then the next thing I saw was this huge marquee running through my mind, and it said Threshold of Transformation. And I thought, okay, there's something going on here. So I got up, I think it was about 11:30 at night, and I called up a Word document on the computer, and I typed in Threshold of Transformation. And it started to flow, and my fingers were flying across the keyboard so fast. And at midnight, I thought, okay, I'm up for the duration. And I got up and made coffee. And I was up until 4:30 writing. And I would catch 4 or 5 hours sleep at a time. And the book was actually finished in 2 days.
Oh, my grief. No, Aura.
So, and I didn't edit. I didn't go through the process of editing, because I'm really a firm believer that any channeled information, the minute you start monkeying around with the way it comes out, it actually can change the context of things and the vibration of things. So it's as it is. Mistakes and all.
It's funny, because I was talking to another guest that I'm having on in a couple of weeks, and she's doing exactly the same. She's writing her book at the moment, and she's been told to segment it and page it and, you know, put it into paragraphs. When I was talking to her, I said, I don't think you should. I think you should just keep on typing. I think it's a publicist that's told her to do this. And I said, no, just keep on typing and keep on typing until you stop. And then maybe if you want to tidy it up afterwards, have a look afterwards. But I've got a feeling that it would be really, it's exactly really unusual that you've come out with exactly the same thing that obviously you did when you were writing your book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Go on, tell
me. Go
ahead. And after you. Aren't we, you have this in trouble. You know, and it, she's obviously doing the same as you did, which is the way that spirit channeled. But I'm interested in how you came. How did you know you were spiritual, Ara?
How did I know? I don't think it came to my conscious awareness until much later in life. When you growing up was a bit of a challenge for me, and I don't know. If it's this way with every spiritual worker on the planet, but I know that there are many who have gone through the same types of experiences, which always kind of fascinates me. Yeah. I grew up in a very abusive home, and so I was always very focused on how to protect myself.
Yeah.
You know, but I got very good at knowing when things were going to happen that weren't pleasant. And it may not have stopped anything, but it certainly, you know, allowed me the time to prepare for it. And so that accelerated my growth, actually, to the point where I'm at today, which is what it was supposed to do. And I never really considered myself spiritual until one day I was talking with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden the stuff that was coming out of my mouth, I looked at her, and I said, my goodness, when did I become a Buddhist and never realize it? Because it became a way of life for me. And then I started to research Buddhism, etc. And I didn't become a practicing Buddhist, but my lifestyle and my belief structure are so much in alignment with that dogma that it's just so natural. And that's when I realized that, wow, I became spiritual and I never knew it. But I wouldn't be any other way, actually.
It was obviously always there. I think it was a gift from birth, wasn't it? Although when you were younger, you didn't have time to think about it. But I would imagine you probably had guardian angels there protecting you, or maybe you saw visions, or, you know, there was some sort of protection there around you.
I saw visions and energies as long as I can remember. And I thought it was absolutely normal. I thought everyone did that. And it wasn't until I saw the adverse reactions of those around me that I realized that, oh, maybe not everybody does this, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I put it on the back burner for a long time, but as you would probably know as well, It's an energy. It's a flow, and it can't be stopped. It can't be stockpiled. It just needs to flow, and we do. I'm a firm believer that we chose this to be open, to be in a place where we can be of service. That was what we chose this lifetime.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm sure I did, because I feel very driven, Ara, and I don't know where it comes from. It obviously comes from me. And I'm just wondering, does everybody else, I was thinking this today, I was thinking, does everybody else feel like me? Or am I, you know, I'm not saying I'm any different. Yeah, go on.
No, I think what it is that everybody wants to feel that way. I think it's the passion that keeps driving our buses, so to speak.
Yeah.
And people do, in essence, they really want to feel that passionate about something. And I consider myself ever so fortunate to be able to have this passion and be able to live it, allow myself to live it. There are so many things I could be doing, like going back to government work, right? But that does not please me. It's toxic. And this is what makes me feel alive. And that's the best feeling there is.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. I can be on my head You know, people look at us and they think we're rich and we're successful. We're rich in certain ways and successful in certain ways. But sometimes the suffering and the pain sometimes and the falling down is what makes us rise up with such gusto and such belief. And I think when you've had hardship and hard times and sadnesses in your life, which most people have, when you're gifted and spiritual, you really can feel that big love and that big energy, and you really appreciate it, don't you, Maura?
I really think we do. And I think on the other side of the coin, too, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because it's something that people mention to me all the time, that you're spiritual, so you don't know what it's like to suffer. And it's like, excuse me? Nobody is absolved from contrasting experiences in lifetime because of the plane of existence we're on. But when you're spiritual, I think we have... What is actually happening is that we have the tools to climb out of the pit of despair a little faster than what a victim would do.
Yeah.
So we just tackle our challenges from a completely different vantage point. And the only thing that I would add to that is that because we're so sensitive, we're sensitive to that vibration of energy and the subtle shifts and the big shifts. When we do have our challenging moments, or when we watch something that is terribly devastating, or dealing with a client who's going through something so profoundly woeful, we're bound to feel it probably more than someone else, because our sensitivity lifts us to great heights, but we also are able to feel the great depths as well.
It amplifies. It definitely amplifies. And I think the way I look at myself, and I think spiritual workers, is we're advanced thinkers. We've got a higher emotional intellect. I'm not saying people are thick or they haven't got any, you know, any wits about them. But I think we're advanced in the way that we see. We see ahead. We see all around us in our own energies and the energies of those. And that's why we do readings. It's not just for communication from spirits. That's beautiful. It's lovely to have the evidence. But what people need to understand, everybody, including us, because we get blocked as well, we're never completely clear, is that we need to dress ourselves from inside out and not from outside in. And a lot of people ignore that, and they keep having cycles of behaviour which they don't understand, you know, how to come out of this. And I think we can see, I'm thinking you work very much similar to me, Ara, because I was looking at your website. You know, you put your website in Facebook. I thought, I'll have a quick look at that. And what you do is you go down a timeline, don't you, and you heal the energies of people. But you also bring in the mediumistic readings as well, with the evidence and proof from spirit. So very like me, there's a healing that goes on, sort of pinpointing areas where people can improve or see things better for themselves, opening their eyes a little bit, but also bringing in the comfort of validations and evidence.
Right. The other thing that I found with the mediumship work is that, yes, it's absolutely lovely to be able to sit with someone and bring through messages that are so comforting and inspiring and encouraging. And then after a period of time, I noticed that the client cycle that I found myself in were these same people coming year after year and wanting the same thing. And I noticed that everybody grieves in a different way, and that's perfectly fine. There's no right way or wrong way. There's just your way, right? But in order to help them move forward, I realized that often I don't mean to minimize it, but just hearing the messages from spirit once a year it was helpful in the moment, but the long term, they still didn't know how to move forward without that person in their life. So my work actually started to evolve into helping people re-self-define after a tremendous loss in their life. You know, we have heard that saying that, oh, you know, when my partner died, it was like half of me went with him. And so they don't know who they are, in essence, without that person to complete them. So my work began to evolve into offering the tools of re-self-definition so that they can start moving forward and be joyful in doing so and not feel that they're being disrespectful, or it'll show people that they never really loved them that much anyway. You know, that guilt?
Yeah.
And so I've incorporated a lot of the universal laws and showed them how their power actually works on
yeah.
this plane. So that's been really, really remarkable to watch. People are actually latching on to these tools and working with them and living them, and now they're starting to move forward, and they're happy. So that was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a couple of readings, probably, I don't know how many, whereby a reading has, there's been people that have been in counselling for 2-3 years, never had a reading before, and they've had the reading, and it's completely shifted them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said to me, I wished I'd have seen you 2 years ago or 3 years ago. You've changed my outlook, you've given me evidence, you've given me comfort, but you also helped me to understand and move forwards.
Yes.
Which is lovely.
Yes, and to me, my own belief structure is that for me to be able to work in that regard, that is being of service.
It's very gratifying, isn't it, Ara?
It is.
Anyway, you are, where are you, Ara? Have you told everybody
I'm in
where
Canada.
You are?
Yeah, Canada. I'm in Victoria, BC, which is on the southern tip of Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada.
Wow. And what's it like over there?
Well, we call it the banana belt because we hardly ever get snow. Everyone thinks it's like we live in igloos up in Canada, and we don't. We're quite balmy most of the year. And it's actually a very pretty, pretty city, and it's modeled itself after London to a degree. And we have the double-decker buses and the horse-drawn carriages and all that kind of thing. Yeah, it's quite quaint.
Oh.
And I live just like a block from the ocean, so, you know, I go down there to refresh and recharge, and, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I've got a great calling to live by the Sierra. I need to.
So you
might find yourself a housemate.
Yeah. I've moved away from Victoria twice now in my life and have been, I call it, stranded in a valley surrounded by mountains, which are quite beautiful, but I have to be by the ocean. The water is what really works with me.
Yeah. I'll get there one day. I will get there one day, Ara, on my push bike.
You just have to come and visit. You have to come and visit.
I think I must. I think I definitely must.
For sure.
You've got a show coming up in June, haven't you, Ara?
Yes,
I
do, actually. It is an afterlife conference in St. Louis, Missouri, June 21st to 23rd of this year. And it's a huge conference, and what I love about this particular conference is how it marries the scientific with the metaphysical. Some of the presenters, Dr. Raymond Moody, I'm not sure if you are familiar with him, he's the one that has coined the phrase near-death experience.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be there. Dr. Eben Alexander, who is the neurosurgeon in the States that had a near-death experience and has written a book about it, and he's been all over television, et cetera, this past while. It's an absolutely phenomenal book. I just loved it. He's going to be presenting, and there's a lot of people with a lot of credentials, I guess, is the best way to put it, that are in the scientific field that are actually working with the vibrational energy of grief, of quantum physics and all that kind of stuff. So it's really quite interesting. I will be presenting on the last day and will be doing a mediumship demo. So it will just be delivering messages to random people, wherever spirit moves me. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Lovely. Okay, well, you're definitely going to come back on, and hopefully you're staying for the duration of the show, and I hope I am too. We won't have technical difficulties next time, but you don't stop me. keep on coming back. But I'm glad that you were still on air and you were able to come through, because we had a little bit of a blip earlier on the show where it completely went off air. And I don't know what happened there. I think my internet had issues, and my producer did as well. So do apologise for that, everybody. So it's extended the show a little bit as far as chatting to Ara was concerned. But I think if we go over to a tune, I think you chose this one, Ara. Is this? I can't remember who it is now. It's called Everybody, isn't it?
It's called Every Day by Dave Matthews Band. Yeah.
Okay, so Every Day by Dave Smith Band. I hope Mike Davis is listening in the background there.
I am listening. What was the name of the song again?
Every Day by
Dave Matthews.
By Dave Matthews.
And then we'll open the lines for the calls.
Okay, here we go.
Pick me up from the bottom, up to the top, love, every day. Ain't no mind to toss or advances, to take my chances on every day. Left to right, up and down, love, push up, love, love, every day. Your hands dirty with love it all.
Okay, Sarah, we're going to go to the phone lines now, are we? Sarah? Sarah, are you still with us?
Hello!
You had me panicking then, Sarah. Okay, I'm
going to... going again, unfortunately. So again, panicking again, Sarah.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's your end, but I can hear Laura laughing quite clearly. Just bring a call in, Mike.
Yeah, okay, we're going to bring on one caller. Now, I must say, before we bring any callers on, Sarah, because you lost connection, Ken lost connection, all the callers have gone a little bit haywire. So let's just apologize to all those that's called in. I'm going to bring them in order that they are on hold the longest. So we're going to go over to 610.
Thank you, Mike. Hello. 610. Hello, who's that?
Hello, Ashina.
Ashina?
Yes, Sheena.
Ashina, I added an R in the front of that, Sheena. I do apologise. I didn't quite hear you. Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, that's the first call I've had in from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show. Thank you for holding, if you've been holding as well. I do apologise. We had a few technical issues, but we're live and kicking now. As you're my guest, are you there, Aura, darling?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to link in with Sheena? And maybe give her a few to it?
Okay, something just very weird happened with the sound here.
Keep on going, darling. Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
Okay, we've got Sheena on the line for a reading. Would you be able to link in for her?
I can certainly give it a try.
Okay.
Now, there seems to be, there's two people that I am and sort of experiencing and feeling on the other side that are around you, Sheena, and one feels definitely male, the other one is definitely female, but I feel that they have been over there for a little bit, but they feel very, very grandmotherly, grandfatherly. Does this make sense to you, please?
Yes, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I have a grandfather that I wasn't very close to too much. He died a couple years back, about 3 years ago or so. I didn't know him up until 2 years before he died.
Yeah, and you know that's okay. When they transform into non-physical, they know without doubt how we're all bonded. So there is no remote and no close. Everything just is. So it's not unlikely that he would come and say hello to you today. But there is something that he's talking about on the other side of the family, and it's to do with mother. Do you understand this?
Mother.
With mother, your mother. I really want to say that there is some kind of, or there has been some health concern there. Do you understand?
You know, hold on. There may be the male that you're talking about now. There might be my husband's uncle who died, and his mother currently right now is sick.
Okay, that's where I'm supposed to be going. Now there is a G connection or a J connection. Sometimes they sound similar, like George or Jerry. I want to acknowledge that particular sounding, and it's a male name. Do you understand? It could be the uncle, it could be your husband, it could be someone else in the family. I'm also supposed to mention that September is a significant month to either him, you, or someone else in the family. It could be a birthday, date of passing, anniversary of some kind. Do you understand this?
Oh, my goodness. You said that's the time when the uncle passed?
It's September is a significant month, is what
yes.
I said.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so this is just confirming that this is who we have with us right now. And the other thing that he is wanting to kind of bring around you is a little bit of relaxation. There seems to be a lot of stress, which you don't have to be psychic to understand. We all have it. But for you, it's you're spreading yourself too thin. Do you understand? You're doing so much for everybody else, and you're not doing enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's time to put your feet up for a little bit and just say, no, I'm not doing it. Go on strike. But he says that you need to really start doing this. And when you start to relax a little bit, it will relieve a lot of the symptoms that you have been feeling in the physical body. And I want to say it's roughly to do... It's in a joint, like a shoulder, in the upper back. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So when you start taking care of you, that's when it gives your body the chance to settle down. What happens is we start giving with and doing too much for everyone else. We do it at our own expense, and then the physical body becomes involved and tries to slow you down from doing that. So if you deliberately slow down on your own, it will help soothe those issues. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was there something specific that you wanted to address?
I guess more in detail, but just two small things. One thing was to say, to figure out, was it a good idea for me to move in the next coming 2 months or so? And then the next thing would have been the question I have about his uncle's death, who still has been unsolved.
Mm-hmm. It's going to remain unsolved for quite some time. I'm getting the big five around this, so I would say for another 5 years. So try and just put it to rest for the next little while. The universe is really quite magical. It knows exactly when to give up the information, and now is not the time. As soon as there is something that occurs, such as a loss, it sets off a dynamic where the bigger pictures of all involved have to come to a certain level before answers are given. So there seems to be a lot of healing work that needs to be done in order for the universe to work its magic. I will tell you, you will find out. That I can tell you with certainty. It's just not going to be right now. As for your move, I say yes. I would say yes. But I would also be prepared for not a brick wall to hit you, but a little bit of a delay. I really feel that April feels like a month where things really start to move for you, and you will find it easier to get things done, and there will be a lot more cooperation than what you have been getting from others. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, do what you can. Keep taking the steps towards that move. And if it happens, wonderful. But April is when it will just effortlessly happen.
Okay, now I see. Okay. And just one last thing. I don't know,
sure.
But I do read, like, my horoscope a lot, things like that sometimes. And I was wondering, I don't know, I've read things that kind of said that I kind of have some kind of psychic abilities, but I don't want to think that I do, because I don't want to think that I'm too far-fetched, and I kind of related a lot to what you were saying tonight. And what I basically was saying is I don't want to feel out of step. I'm sorry, I don't want to feel like out of step too much. But I kind of sometimes feel like I have it, but I don't think so. I don't know if it's just more so if I'm thinking my mind's playing like psychosis, so I kind of just put it on a back burner and don't pay it too much attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, we're all intuitive, and we all have that, and it seems random and arbitrary, and it always takes us by surprise. But when we start to deliberately live it, and what my suggestion to be for you is to play with it a little more and try and take some of the seriousness out of the equation, because we're putting too much stock in it. This is a natural way to be. And we don't have to force it. so have fun with it. So when your phone rings, try and figure out who it is before you look at the call display. Just do little things and get to learn how it feels when you're right. And get to feel how it feels when you're not. And trust the feeling. Nobody can teach you how to trust yourself. And that is basically what you're asking when you ask this question. So the only thing that's going to tell you is the result. So play.
Okay. You're right. And because I mean, thank you for telling me that, because hopefully it's going to help. Because I kind of, when something does come to be truthful of what I thought it was already, I kind of get a little bit paranoid, like, you know, so second doubt myself, like, so okay.
Well, you know, you might want to explore your own belief structure there, Shana, because if we are fearful of what we might know, then what will begin to happen is that's where our focus is. That's where it's going. And where our focus goes, there goes the energy also. And so you're telling the universe, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of this. And it has to match that vibration, right?
Okay.
So you will get more and more of that kind of a sensation. If you can look at it as, this is truly who I am. And it's absolutely okay, because you're that way anyway before you even realized it. So just let it flow, right?
Okay.
But look at your own belief structure and figure out why you're afraid.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any other books that you could possibly refer me to that could help me along my way?
Well, you know, one of the best ones that I ever came across that is so helpful is the Celestine Prophecy. It starts you out very, very softly, and it shows you the nature of the energy and how it expresses. And so once you begin to play with some of those concepts in that book and begin to live it, that's when you're going to really get excited, because then you can see how much you are in control of it to begin with, and you begin to learn the nature of it and that there it isn't anything fearful. So that is one book that I think is it's written as fiction, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. Okay, you said it's the Celestine Prophecy?
Celestine Prophecy. It's written by James Redfield and Carol Adrian, I think. Celestine, Celestine.
Okay.
It's good for just basics. You're welcome.
And when you said it's able to speak, are you able to see them too, or actually hear their voices, being like a medium? The people who have passed over?
Okay, we have five senses, and maybe Sarah can touch on this as well and see if, I'm sure it works the same with her. We have five senses that help us navigate this external plane, but those five senses actually extend inward as well. And so I can get the taste, the smell, the sight, the hearing, and the touch. It comes in various ways.
Okay.
So sometimes I see, sometimes I hear, sometimes I sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you afraid at first, like when you were able to, like, you know, I can tell you're very comfortable with yourself and you're very sure and you flow so well. So were you first afraid of telling people this type of thing? Because, like, you know, some people come across as seeming like, you don't seem weird at all. But in society, what I have seen thus far, a lot of times, some people can come across like obnoxious and or will look obnoxious, I should say, to everyone else who's looking in on them. But you sound like you sound fine, and I do believe you 100%. I just want to know, what did it take for you to be confident the way that you are? I mean, you know, and be as good as you are.
It's just a matter of doing, and it's a matter of believing, and it's a matter of trusting. And the only way that you can develop those three things is by results. And it's, you know, walking through your fear in order to share with someone. It doesn't mean that you had a dream and you think someone on the bus today looks like the person in your dream and you have to chase them for three blocks to give them a message from spirit. That's not mm-hmm. what I mean. It just means that don't be afraid to be who you are and just allow these things to be said. But, you know, you have to be wise about it, too. You don't want to upset people. You know who you can share with and who you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So start off easy. Don't make it difficult.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I don't know whether Sarah's with us. I think Sarah is, Aaron, but... Shannon, thank you very much for calling in, and don't forget, download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller, I think. Sarah, are you with us now? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, Aaron, we can carry on, can't we? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, sure, we can take another caller.
Okay, let's go to area code 267 and say... Hi, area code 267. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, wonderful. Do you want to take this call, Ara?
Oh, certainly. I don't mind giving it a shot. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm sorry, it's Melissa.
Melissa.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, the first thing that I'm feeling around you, Melissa, and I just tend to go with what I'm getting in the beginning and just let it carry the both of us from here, okay? But the first thing I'm getting around you is issues regarding the chest area. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it's like it's been... my goodness, my guides are saying it's been this way for a while, and you would love for it not to be there, and you just don't know how to lift yourself up through it. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
And this isn't to do with, I'll rephrase that. This is more to do with, there's a loss that sparked this. Is this true, please?
Yes.
Yeah, and there, actually, my goodness, there's been several losses. Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems that there were many in a succession, and so it seems that there's been a lot for you to bear, and I want to say the last 3 years particularly. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Now, who is the, oh my goodness, I'm getting all sorts of different names, so I'm just going to hold off on that until they scream at me. now, the one thing that they do want to, that's this month. This month is a particularly significant month to you, is it not?
Two birthdays, that's about it.
Yeah, and... Okay, I'm getting a mail that's coming through from the other side. I'm not quite sure in what capacity and as in how he relates to you, but I'm feeling definite throat issues. Do you understand this? Sometimes they like to get me to feel how they were just before they passed. I really feel this is tube-related, so that they might have had a tube down their throat at the time. But I'm also getting a long passing, which means they had been ill for quite some time. Do you understand?
Maybe my uncle. Is he a young gentleman? Is he young?
I'm not getting age. Age is very, very difficult. I'm either very young or old, but I'm not sort of getting anything in between. Now... There's an Ed. Is there an Edward that I'm supposed to acknowledge, please?
Yeah, that's my son's father.
That's your friend's father?
My son's father, Edward.
Oh, okay. And he is still with us, or is he a past, please?
I believe he's still with us.
Yeah, I'm
but
not sure why
know.
They. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying one way or the other. Let me just be on record. I'm not quite sure why they're wanting to talk about Edward. And there's an R name. There's an R name I'm supposed to recognize here. Is it Ruth or Ruby? There's a female R name I'm supposed to recognize.
Not at the moment, but I'll write it down.
Yes, please do. Often it will make sense later. You've got so many on the other side. I'm just trying to kind of take the ones that are passing by the mic instead of taking the mic. There's Margaret. Who is Margaret, please?
I know Margaret. She's a cousin.
Mm-hmm. So I am on the right. I'm in the right energy. Okay, this man just wants to talk to me. I'm just going to let him talk to me. There's been a passing, and this is weighing you down, and he wants to tell you that there was absolutely nothing that you could have done any differently. Do you understand this?
Not at the moment.
Okay. I don't know if that's for you or to someone else in the family, but he's adamant about it, so I'm just going to leave that with you. There's so many, but they're just wondering. They're just wondering. And I'm trying to pull them in. And they're not doing what they usually do. So I'm just going to switch gears a little bit. I want to go back into the chest issues just a little bit and work from there. There's also indications of pressure and issues within, I want to say, the center of the back between the shoulder blades. There's also neck issues involved. Do you understand?
You're correct. You're definitely correct.
Yeah. So this is all indicative of a very blocked heart chakra, which is not unnatural given the grace that you are carrying, but it also will affect the back. Now, when it comes into the neck, I have to say that the throat is another issue for you, that throat chakra, and I'm being told, my guides are telling me that you consistently put everyone above and before yourself, and you don't really tell people what it is you need or want. Do you understand this?
Yes. The reason why is because, as you may know yourself, that certain people don't have the understanding of metaphysics and science and my spirituality. So I pretty much keep it to myself, or I would speak to someone like yourself about it, or a person here and there, because where I come from, the spirituality that I've been opened up to is unusual from the way I was raised. But I truly accept, and with the pain is that I want to share it, but I let my life speak for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's the beauty of who we all are, and the truth doesn't need to be shouted from the rooftops, and we don't have to shake people up physically to get them to hear us. All we really are expected to do is to be the best example of it that we can be. So with the closure, with this blockage of the heart and the throat chakra, you are actually pinching off the energy that you need in order to be able to express yourself in the way that you actually agreed to do this lifetime. So while you may not be able to express freely in the community where you live, it is really important that you find another avenue, find another outlet, and thank goodness for the internet, because that provides a huge, huge arena for us to connect with like minds. So
yeah,
get yourself into a forum or a blog or a chat room that is full of like-minded people. And
well,
express.
I start building an altar in my house. I start
Pardon
building
me?
An altar. And I'm
good.
Also going to build an altar for certain deities. So that's my outlet.
Well, good. But you need to express it fully. right? So that means the talking. You have, when you talk, you need to express your truth. It isn't about confrontation or anything like that. It's, this is who I am, and this is what I love, and this is what I love to do. That this is an energy, and when you're not doing that, it gets blocked up. And then you begin to develop the throat issues, the ear issues, the neck issues, the headaches, all that kind of stuff. So you can really go far in relieving that if you start, you know, expressing it differently. We can take action. That's wonderful. But we need to express, too.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
can I ask one question?
Sure.
Would you happen to know any of my spiritual guides, male or female?
Well, you have a few of them, and it's a nice little. Yeah, it's a nice little mix. My guides are really. Why is that? Why do you have many? It's because whenever we travel our evolutionary spiritual path, we go through learning curves and phases. And you know when you're doing that, because all of a sudden you get really passionate about certain topics and you want to research them and you want to do them and you want to learn about them. And then other times it feels like nothing's moving. Nothing. You know, nothing is happening. Nothing new is coming your way. And you feel like you're stuck. And really, those stuck times are nothing more than a plateau, which we're supposed to be using in order to integrate all the information that we've accumulated through the prior learning curve. So with those learning curves and with those plateaus, we have guidance the whole way. We might have, I know that I have one gatekeeper that I call him. He is my guide that is with me most prominently and never leaves. Yeah. But I have 13 other guides right now.
Wow.
It doesn't make me special. It just means I need a lot of help, right?
So,
We have them for different phases, for different things, at different times. Some of them come and they only stay 2 weeks. Some of them come and they guide us for a year or two. They're wonderful. So, yeah, we have a lot of them, and it depends on what you're doing and what you're working through as to which one is stepping up and offering their wisdom.
Can I just test that you can hear me, Ara?
I can hear you.
So sorry.
Yay!
You've been such a trooper, honestly. Sweetheart, I don't know the lady's name that's called in for the reading, Ara.
Melissa.
You've got a good memory. Melissa, my darling, thank you so much for calling in to the show and having the benefit of a reading from Ara. You can listen back afterwards. There's a podcast afterwards, anybody that's called into the show, and you can regain all of the information that Ara's given to you. I'm going to give her a little bit of a rest because she's worked really hard there while I've had technical issues. And I'd like to say thank you for calling in. Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, darling. Oh, Ara, thank you, darling. I'm going to give you a bit of a break, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
And dive in now. I've got to say, I've got Grant Collier in the background there saying, do you need any help? Because he knows I've got technical issues. And I've also got Mikey Davis there who would step in as well. So you wouldn't have been left doing all the readings there, Ara. But I tell you what, from what I heard, you're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Knowledge. Jeweled with evidence as well, which is beautiful. But should we see if there's another caller on the line? Do we have another caller on the line? Hello?
727.
Thank you, Mike. My secretary. Hello, 727, are you there? Hello. 727, are you there? Sounds like I'm calling an aeroplane in here. Hello?
Okay, let's go to 402. Hi, 402.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, 402. I'm hoping we're going to have a bit of a success here because I've been blocked and stopped all the way this evening. You're speaking to Sarah May. Who am I talking to?
This is Amy.
Amy, have you been listening to the show, Amy?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I do apologise for the technical details, but, you know, technical problems, but Aura's been absolutely fantastic, hasn't she? Round of applause.
Oh, she's wonderful. Absolutely.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Amy, sweetheart, do you want me to link in and see what I've got for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, I sent spirit. I do all of the five as Aura's mentioned. I don't always get the audio in the ear, but the way I tend to work, I tend to get a lot of feelings, aches and pains of maybe the way somebody's passed or the aches and pains of somebody on the earth plane, okay, just to explain that. And the feeling that I've got at the moment is a lot of tension around the front of my collarbones, around my neck, around the back of my nose and around my throat, okay, all of that area. So this is either somebody in the spirit world that struggles with this or it's somebody on the earth plane, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting butterflies in my tummy as well, so I feel like I'm quite excited as well, feeling quite excited and I could jump for joy. So I get a sense that there's somebody around you that's happy for you, something's coming up for you, okay? There's a gentleman in the spirit world here, and he's touching his nose. I don't know why, but he's touching his nose. And that kind of gesture is almost like to say, you know, what we say in England is, don't be nosy, okay? I don't know whether you know of this gentleman that used to touch his nose and almost, you know, say, be nosy to people. Do you understand this, sweetheart? Gentleman around you.
I understand a gentleman around me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he's just touching the nose, so I'll just give you that bit. Something that he may have done, a gesture that he did, or somebody around you. Okay. He's giving me an April link here, so I get a sense that it's either an April birth or an April passing in the family. Do you understand this?
It was his birthday.
Okay, darling. He's making me feel like my jaws are aching, and he's giving me... I feel really numb around my face. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel very numb, okay. My ears have gone, and I feel like there was something about my hearing. I don't know whether you were with him when he passed or whoever was with him. He was saying to the person, I can't hear. Do you understand this?
Possibly, yes.
It was the final stages for him. I don't want to upset you here, but it's just an evidential value because this man's in bliss at the moment and he's up in heaven and he's absolutely fine. He's just bringing these symptoms to me so that I can say he's around you. I want to give you the name Patrick. Do you know Patrick?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's either earthwise, somebody on the earth plane around you, could be connected around your job and work, or it's spirit-wise. If you don't know spirit-wise, it's going to be Earth. I've got something around contracts and work. Are you looking at changing your job?
I'm wanting to, yes.
Okay, because I feel I'm signing contracts and I feel I've got a 3-week period around this. Also, from an evidential value, I want to give you the number 17. Is this like a number in somebody's birthday or an age or a number on a door, something like that?
I was 17 when he passed. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's it, darling. Because I mentioned certain things. I know I cover quite a few just to make people think, to be honest with you, because sometimes people have a little bit of psychic amnesia and they don't always pick up. So I give a range. So it was the age and it was your age. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he excited, sweetheart? I mean, what's coming up around you? Have you got some sort of engagement or party or something? I feel like I'm going to a party.
Nothing soon, no, huh?
Oh, I feel so excited. I can't contain myself. Stop it. I want to go to July with this. July? Is there celebrations or parties or family celebrations around the month of July?
My kids' birthday is in July.
Oh, maybe that's why he's excited. Was he an overgrown kid, you know, a little childlike, you know, jokey, and I'm not saying he wasn't a serious person, but I just get a sense that he had a childlike manner. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because he's making me laugh, which is lovely. I want to giggle and I want to laugh. And what a lovely vibration to bring through, because laughter breaks energy. You know, I mean, I'm the biggest laugher guy, and I know Aura is, because we've been having a giggle over Facebook over the past few days, and we won't say why. But I believe in, and it comes naturally, it's nothing that I force. I laugh, and this man is just giving me this natural feeling of excitement and laughter, and I love that. I want to give you the name David as well. Who's David?
I have a cousin, David, and that's all I know.
Okay, my darling, that's evidential value for you. And Maria or Mary, Maria or Mary?
No.
Okay, just take those names and have a think about them. Not Cindy's middle name, is it, sweetheart? Maria?
Maria.
I'm wondering here, I've got the name Ava Maria, so watch out for this coming onto the earth plane.
Okay.
Maybe a little girl. I want to call a little girl Ava.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to ask me, sweetheart, or anything you want to ask this gentleman?
I am actually doing a lot of work for myself, on myself. And have in the process of getting a website going and doing readings myself, and I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path, or if this is what I'm supposed to do, you know what I mean? If I'm doing the right thing.
Most undoubtedly, definitely, yes. You're on the way. You're having a few doubts. You've stumbled. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's difficult when you're self-employed. When I was first self-employed, I found it really difficult, and I was actually a bookkeeper, so I knew all of the financial side of it. And the self-employed bit is difficult. Getting the website together again is, it can be a little bit nerving, you know, when you're doing that. Are you sure you've got it right? But the thing is with websites, they're not always an overnight hit, but they're good to have. So be aware of that. But I do see your website has been successful. This is a tree in England, but I want to give you the word apple blossom. I don't know why. Is apple blossom relevant around you? Apple blossom.
No.
Have you got a tree on your website that's got like white flowers on it?
No. I'm just actually in the process of making it.
Oh, well, maybe you'll see it, because I can see
maybe
a tree.
Maybe I'll put one on there.
With white gentle flowers, and I want the gentleness of apple blossom, okay, the fruit for the energy, the food for energy, the blossom for the beauty, and the tree for the growth and the rooting from the earth. It's up to you, but that's what I can see, and I think you'll come across it. I don't think you'll find it. Okay,
okay.
That's apple blossom. I also want to give you the name Michael, sweetheart. Who's Michael?
That is his middle name.
Thank you, darling. So there you go. He's sorting out the tree for you, okay? Trees are beautiful. They're so beautiful. Yes, you will do. I don't know why. Are you avoiding tarot?
I have cards. I haven't really got into them yet.
Okay. I get a sense, don't do the tarot. If you're going to do cards, I get a sense of mermaid and dolphin cards. Something about the sea. Think about the sea and the energy of the sea. Okay. And, yes, keep on going with it. When you launch your website, don't expect 5,000 hits and 100 calls a week. But do understand that it will work and it is positive. Okay. And when you start doing your readings, have practice parties. So have a group of people together. And do charge them. Don't do it for nothing, sweetheart, because you have to know your worth. Do you understand?
Okay.
Even if
it's
a token gesture. But I can also see runes as coming in. You'll be using runes at some stage as well.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. I hope that was okay for you, darling.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Good luck, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks ever so much, darling. There we go. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yeah, we can go to area code 706.
Thank you, Mike. 706. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello, darling. You're speaking to Sarah May. I'm just giving Ara a little bit of a breather, and then we'll have her back on afterwards, okay? Who am I speaking to?
Tina.
Hello, Tina, sweetheart. And whereabouts are you calling from?
Georgia, in the US.
Okay. Fantastic. I like to sort of just hear your voice a little bit because I pick up a lot from people's voice vibrations. I'm not asking where you're coming from for you to feed me, do you understand? It's just I want to hear your voice. Is there anything specific you want me to look at, Tina, or do you just want me to link in for you?
Well, I didn't know if you could pick up my husband.
In the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have chest problems? Because my chest is drawing in and pulling, and it feels very tight, and I'm having problems with my breathing.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. It's getting stronger and stronger, because he's making me feel it like that. Because when they give it to me in an intense way, and it gets stronger and stronger, it's because what they want to say is, "I'm desperate to contact you. I'm desperate. I'm showing you that I'm here. Do you understand?"
Yeah.
He gives me the month of March as well here, Tina. Is March relevant with you, sweetheart?
March is our anniversary.
Lovely. So that's coming up, and he's going to be with you around the anniversary. But he does also give me a three. So where does three link in with you, i.e. 3 years or three in a door again or a three in the month that isn't March?
I'm not quite sure.
Could you have a think about that one? Because he's just given me that three. Have you got a daughter, Tina?
Yes, I do.
Because I want to come towards your daughter here. Is there a three connected with her?
Yes, her dad, my husband.
Okay, the dad, three's connected with the dad, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sweetheart. Okay, come on in then and see what we want. Who's funny about where they put their shoes? Was it him?
What?
Funny about where they put their shoes?
The shoes?
Yeah, shoes have got to be tidy and shoes have got to be put away. Do you understand this? He's just showing me a big black pair of shiny shoes. And they are literally in the where they're supposed to be, and it just looks really tidy. That's all I can say to you. Okay. It's silly things like that that you would miss, isn't it? Do you understand? The silly little things where the little sort of their ways and their behaviours and the things that they do. And he's just telling me about that. Okay. Who's Abe?
Who?
Abe.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Is there an Abraham anywhere? Very old-fashioned name. Or Abrahams.
That's not ringing a bell right now.
Okay. Take it, because I've just got it, and I'll just take it and see how you can place that, sweetheart. He's given me number 7 here as well. Is 7 relevant around you?
7.
Who was one of 7 children?
No.
Okay. Is it your parents? There's somebody, I feel like there's 7 children somewhere.
Do what? I'm sorry, the phone's.
Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Yes,
I feel like I have a family with 7 children. Who is one of 7?
His grandmother.
Okay, so she's around as well.
Okay.
Have you just put a new rug in your hallway?
Do what?
Have you just put a new rug in your hallway?
No.
Do you need one?
Yes.
Or you? Sorry. He's telling you about the rug and the hallway, okay?
Okay.
I also feel like I've got a dark wooden floor somewhere. Do you know where this is?
Yes, our floors are dark wood.
Okay, so the rug's going on the dark wooden floor. Okay. He's telling me you'll get one at a bargain. You'll get one really cheap. Do you understand? And it will be a good quality one.
Yes.
And I feel this is on the internet. I feel you've looked on the internet. But I feel somebody else will have to order it for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
So buy that one. He likes that one. Okay.
Okay.
Who's been having tummy aches, sweetheart?
Do what?
Who's been having stomach ache?
My daughter's been having them.
Okay, because we talked about your daughter earlier, didn't we? And he wanted to talk about your daughter. And he's telling me about stomach aches. And he's
uh-huh.
telling me that they're not necessarily, they're not serious, okay?
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not a doctor, and it's just a message being passed from Spirit. If you want to get some help or you want to have it looked into, please do. Always seek the advice of the doctor. But I'm not saying you need to. What I'm saying is it's more of an emotional value than it is of a physical value, okay? The emotional
right.
affects the physical, okay?
Okay.
Right. And he says he's with you in September. So what's happening in September?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Have you got something to finalise to do with paperwork, or are you waiting for some money to come from somewhere?
Yes. I'm in the process of paperwork. For his accident that he was in against the company.
Okay, darling. Because they give me September around that, okay? And, you know, I just want to say to you from this guy that he wants to just surround you with his arms. I think you feel warmth around your shoulders sometimes. Do you understand this?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's this man standing behind you and surrounding you with his arms. Because I do feel he was quite a broad man.
Yes.
He had broad across the chest, broad across
right.
the shoulders. And I feel like
uh-huh.
I've got long arms. And he
right.
said, they will always be there. They will always be there for you and around you.
Okay. Will I ever get to see him in spirit?
Definitely, darling. Definitely. When we go to spirit, we are a soul. The soul leaves the body. We are the body that walks the earth. And we've all got souls, okay? So when you
uh-huh.
go, you will be a soul as well. And he's not lost. Don't think that he's lost. Don't think that he hasn't made it there. He is there. He's definitely there. Who's Robert?
That was his middle name, but he has an uncle.
Thank you. I just wanted to give you the evidence because you're asking if you're going to see him in spirit. And if
uh-huh.
I can give you part of his name, you know, that's helped you, I hope. Okay, darling. Do you want to ask
okay.
me anything quickly before we go?
Yes, fine.
Yeah, is that okay, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Lots of love, sweet. Lots of love to you. Big hugs from me and Ara. Okay.
You.
Thank you for calling in. Bye, darling.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Hi, hon.
Bye, darling. Ara, are you still there?
I'm still here. And wow, that was awesome, Sarah May.
We're
it's
a team.
It's so interesting how it almost feels, because it does feel, that we work the same way.
We do. I was listening to you and I was thinking, she's the same as me. She gives the months, she gives the dates, the names, and the
yeah.
feelings as well. So, and I was listening to you and I was thinking, she's just the same. So So we're on the same energy, aren't we? So, wow. Shall we bring in another caller, Ara?
Sure.
Are you happy to work with somebody else? Well, we've got you here. What I want to do is showcase you, you know, for everybody to see how fantastic you are. This is why I have the guests on the show. It's not about me. It's about the listeners, the readings, but more importantly, about my guests as well. Because tell you what, Ara, I only choose special people. So,
oh, thank you for that.
Pleasure, darling. Mike, who've we got on next?
We'll do area code 718.
Okay, 718, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, darling. Hello. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Janine.
Oh, you sound lovely, Janine. I'm going to hand you over to the beautiful Ara Parisian.
Sure.
Okay, darling.
Hi, Janine. Thank you. How are you doing, Janine?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
From Montreal, Canada.
Oh, fellow Canadian. Funny how that worked out. All right. just sort of tuning into your energy a little bit. Wow, I don't know what it is about you and animals. And this happens periodically where I not only get loved ones in human form on the other side, but I get animals on the other side. And I, you attract dogs. Is that true?
Well, I've had a dog. I've only had, well, I've had two dogs. One, which, you know,
okay.
One I hardly remember. The other I love very much.
Yeah, that one, I've got a dog that's coming in quite close to you.
Yes.
But you know that that precious life is still surrounding you, correct? Because you do feel her whenever you kind of turn around quickly and it feels like you're going to trip over something, but there's nothing there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You do feel or see movement. And I want to say that you are really a peripheral style viewer, if you know what I mean. You see things out of the corner of your eye.
Yes.
So right away that dog is coming through, wanting to surround you, encircle you, and just remind you of love being reciprocated always.
Yes.
Now I'm getting a D name. I'm getting a D. I really feel it is. It's a male, and I'm not saying that this male is on the other side, but the name is Dennis. Do you understand this, please?
I can't think of a Dennis, but I'll make a note of it.
Please do. It doesn't make sense right in the moment. Often it is a signpost of where you are on your path. Now, this is really interesting because my guides are telling me that it isn't so much the mediumship that you were seeking today. It was life path stuff. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So this is definitely a signpost for you. So when you are in your travels, and you are meeting people, and you happen to meet a Dennis, it doesn't mean that that's your soulmate. It just means the universe is going in the right way.
Okay. That's
all right. Now, there are a lot of question marks I can feel in your vibration. And the first thing my guides want to tell you is to not be so focused on doing the exact right thing. Do you understand this?
I do indeed.
Yeah, because you tend to weigh out the pros and cons, which is quite logical, but you can talk yourself out of things as well.
Yes.
Because of the indecision. You're reluctant
to
make
a
decision.
Well, trying to get a bit more spontaneous, yeah.
Well, you know, I can appreciate this because I always tell people that I have to plan on being spontaneous because I'm a little Virgo, right? But the moment of absolute certainty usually never comes.
Yes.
So what is being asked of you is to feel your way more than think your way and allow your body to help you make your decisions because the body resonates to a truth. It feels really, really good. And the minute you start feeling really, really good about an idea or a decision, your mind kicks in and shuts it down. And that's why you always seem to take one step forward and two steps back. Do you understand this?
I understand perfectly.
Okay. Now,
if you do not have your own home-based business or you're not self-employed, I'd be very much surprised, because this is an energy, from what I feel within you, that would bode well from functioning independently. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, and as a matter of fact, that's what I've been preoccupied with lately, you know,
yeah.
The two other persons, you know, to make a business, to start a business.
Right. Now, what my guides are telling you is to keep focused on the pros of the project that you're on, with only an awareness of the cons, okay? Because
yes.
What they're showing me is that you're putting too much emphasis on the cons. You keep going, oh, what a great idea, but what if, what if, what if, what if?
Yeah.
And that is actually creating more opportunities for you to wonder, what if? So from this moment
great.
On, I want you to take
yeah.
a nice deep breath and just let it go and tell yourself that all is well.
Yeah.
You, as well as all of us, but right now it's you I'm focused upon.
Yeah.
You have source energy coursing through you every moment. It's in every breath. It's in every step you take. And this energy has the capability of creating worlds. That's how powerful it is. Therefore, that is how powerful you are, right?
Yeah.
So understand that that is the true nature. The universe is not setting you up to fail. The universe wants you to have what it is you want. And allow it to begin working with you.
Yes.
And the first thing I would do is getting up in the morning, write out a gratitude list. Write it out by hand. Don't think it. Don't sit at your computer. Write it out by hand and really feel the gratitude that you have for what you have right now. And once you're focused upon the gratitude, that's when the universe shifts and brings you more to be grateful for. And when that vibration starts to take hold, that's when your answers will start to come.
Fantastic.
You're not doing anything wrong. You just need to start thinking in a way that is of benefit to you.
Yes.
And I can tell you with absolute certainty, you, my dear, are going to be a smashing success.
Oh, thank you. I do need that, because I'm truly at crossroads with a lot of competence, but not knowing quite what to do with it.
Right. So write out, visualize every chance you get. For instance, if I lived in an apartment, I would
yeah.
be wiping down my kitchen counters, but I'm not washing down my kitchen counters in my apartment. I'm actually doing that in my house that's being built for me.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm doing?
So when it comes to
your business, you need to start making it real in your mind instead of elusive in your mind.
Okay. Yeah, I have thought about that from time to time, and I don't, you know, it's sometimes as if I'm almost afraid to think it, but I shouldn't be, should I?
Well, you know, when we get to that point, what we're doing is we're perpetuating the elusiveness of it.
Okay.
And what you want is you want to start reeling it in. And the universe, like I say, it has the potential, the capability of creating worlds. I'm sure it can offer you a little direction on a home-based business.
Yes.
Right?
And that's exactly
so
what I'm thinking of.
You.
I, you know, I'm preparing my space for it. And sometimes I know what it is, but I, you know, it just seems like such distance between where I am now and where I really want to be. And that's the truth.
Yeah, and you don't want to look at that in that way,
okay.
because that is not of benefit to you.
Just start.
What you need to do is
you know, because really there is no time. Everything is right now. So if everything is right now, you already have it. So you jump for joy because you already have it, and the next thing you know, the universe is, can find a way to bring it in. Right now, the universe can't bring it in because you're so focused on the vacancy of it that all the universe can do is provide more vacancy.
I understand. I understand it conceptually, and now need to. This is where I need to put it to work for me, myself.
That's right. You know, it's interesting, and I'll just mention this not as a commercial or anything, but I do teach a course called U101, and in that course, everything comes up, all the tools that you need, it just keeps you on track and thinking appropriately. And so you keep on track, within 30 days, things will start to change. You can change things on a dime. You know? The power is there. We just need to know how to use it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Happy to have had this reading. Thank you, Eva. And I was at the last Afterlife conference in 2012, and I intend to be there again.
Oh, wonderful. Then we can possibly meet. That would be great.
Possibly. I will certainly seek you out. I plan to be in Missouri. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, fantastic. Ara, that was lovely. And it's nice that you're both going to meet as well, isn't it? And thank you for calling in from Canada. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call.
If you want to listen back to your reading, sweetheart, you can replay the show. But just ignore the first bit.
Okay. Because I didn't suffer through the first bit, or it wasn't here, because I had a power failure.
Oh, we've exploded everybody, including my
head
and everybody. But don't do it. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart. Lovely to hear from you.
All the best, and same to you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, darling. Ara, do you want to give out your website and everything? I mean, this just didn't go to plan this evening, but I think you've showcased yourself beautifully, and that's what it's all about. Give out your website, Ara, and any information that you want to give out so that people can get in touch with you personally.
Oh, for sure. Thank you for that. My website is www.araparisien.com, A-R-A-P-A-R-I-S-I-E-N. And on there, you can sort of take a tour around and read testimonials or view my services, which I have to mention, services are not updated because I'm going to be moving my website to my blog. I do have a blog listed on the website. Feel free to tour the blog as well, and feel free to offer comments or ask questions. I'd prefer if the blog was totally interactive. It shouldn't be just me talking my head off. through my website as well, you can click on the social network icons and follow me on two places on Facebook, Ara Parisien or Medium Ara Parisien, and I'm also located on Twitter. And you can just look up.
I'm not much of a Twitterer.
I'm a Twitterer.
Are you a Twitterer?
I'm a Twitterer. Pardon?
Ain't nobody got time for that, Ara. I had to get that one in.
I was going to say that. It's a bar. They don't know what we're talking about.
Well, if they want to know, they can have a look at our Facebooks, can't they? So you've got Ara Parisien, isn't it, on Facebook, Ara? Or Ara Parisien Medium, yeah? Is that right?
Yeah, medium Ara Parisien or just Ara Parisien. I'm on both.
Okay.
And Twitter, I am Medium Ara Parisien.
Okay, and I am Medium Sarah May on Facebook. So you will see both Ara and I on Facebook. Sometimes we have a little bit of a giggle together. And we can not speak for months, can we, Ara? And then all of a sudden, we'll just suddenly connect in and have a bit of a blast, won't we?
Oh, absolutely. You are just so much fun. I love you to pieces.
And you too. I do. You know, I've got to say, everybody's raving about you. We've got Grant Collier in the background saying, this woman's fab. And he's trying to do a reading in Skype with the lady before, saying that she should be doing some automatic writing. And Mike, I've got to say, saying that you're fantastic as well, Ara. So, you know, we are going to be coming up to time. And it's a shame, such a shame, that the first part of the show was so disjointed. But we got there and we delivered it in the end, didn't we?
Everything at the right time and in the right way. Just go with the flow.
Keep on going. That's all I can say. Keep on going. And what I will say to you, Ara, please come back if that's okay with you. I mean, I know it's late there.
Oh, no, it's early. It's late where you are. It's only like going on 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, so I did get it completely wrong. I thought it was 1 o'clock in the morning there.
No.
I just don't do that time thing that you sent me, Ara. Even you explaining it, and I got it completely wrong. So,
but I was bad. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say thank you so much for coming onto the show. I've really enjoyed listening to your work. You're a fountain of knowledge, and you don't just give validations. You look at the energies as well, and you give some really positive sort of ideas as to how people can move forward, but individually as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Sarah May. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're coming back, my lady. You are coming back.
I would love it.
It's always lovely to work with people who inspire you. You know, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I completely agree. And I love it when, you know, I'm on with someone who, and I don't have this with very many people, trust me, but now you're another one where it just flows and I understand what you're doing and I know how that feels and you inspire me.
Oh, shucks. I'm giggling away here. I think I've still got that man with me from the last lady that made me giggle. Ara, I think we're going to go over to a song just to finalise the show, finish the show off, because we've only got a few minutes left. And then we'll go into the outros. If we stay muted, because I know I can't contact you via typing, or just stay quiet. And I'm going to let everybody know, until you hear the sound, Blog Talk Radio. And then we can talk because the show's finished. Okay, darling. So
okay.
Thank you, sweetheart, and come back soon.
I will, thanks.
And thank you to all of you listeners and the callers that came in. And Mikey Davis, thank you for stepping in and helping us. There we go. Do we have a song, Mr. P?
Into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. When you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. To see them, the stars.
someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. Giving you all my love, I'm still looking up.
Well, there we go. Aura, I will tell you that we are still on air.
Okay.
what happens is, the show finishes with Blog Talk at a certain time, so it does the 2 hours and it finishes. But there can be a little bit extra added on. And when you go into the little bit extra, it continues, I think, for about 15 minutes. So it'd be nice if we brought Mike in and had a little bit of a chat. What do you think, Mike?
Well, maybe, if you say it nicely.
I'd like to introduce Mike Davies to Aura, okay? And Aura, Mike Davies owns the Mike Spirit FM what's it called, Mike? Radio system, radio show.
Network.
Network, that's the word. I've lost it.
So, hi, Aura.
Hi, Mike. And you're also my hero. You're also my hero for when Sarah kind of crashed there.
Well, you know, that's what I'm here for, Aura, you know, to step in at any given time. It's just fortunate that I was here and I was able to do it.
Good.
Yes,
I'm
Mike,
glad.
It was. Because we would have had a replay had we not have done that, and we wouldn't have had you on air, Aura. I hope you enjoyed. I can't speak. I don't know. Do you know something? I'm not drunk. I hope
sure.
You enjoyed the show. Did you enjoy taking part?
I absolutely did. It was wonderful. In spite of technical difficulties, I have to tell you that you run and produce a great format. And that is really important, and I certainly appreciated that.
Good. Yeah, I'm quite organized with the way I do things, Aura, because I think if you know, so if you've got an idea of what's coming towards you, I mean, okay, we have to ad-lib when we have technical issues, but if you've got sort of a set routine there and everybody knows what they're doing, it's much easier, isn't it?
It truly is, and I know what it takes to get all of that together, and so all of you need to be commended for doing such a great job.
Exactly. Well, I think Mike's whizzed off somewhere. I'm getting type messages coming
no,
in.
No, I'm not. I'm still here. Sarah, I can't answer that question. I really can't because I don't know.
Okay. So should we close the show down, say thank you to Aura, maybe play another tune, Mike, if the tune comes through, and then sort of leave the show to finalise itself. And Aura, if we reconnect, I'll come in and have a chat with you on Facebook, sweetheart. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that is absolutely fine.
Okay, so there we go, everybody. You hear all the technical details behind the scenes, and we don't mind doing that, because obviously this is life and we're real people. So
yeah, I'm not going to play a song. We'll just call Sweet Your Outro.
Lovely.
That's
okay.
What's up in front of me.
Lovely.
Yeah, but Aura, I want to say that you you know, you've done amazing stepping in then and working. And Sarah, you know, little gremlins is all we got to say, isn't it?
It's just, there's nothing you can do about it, you know. We're professionals at the end of the day, and you just do the best that you can. Keep on going. The show goes on.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, shall we bid everybody goodbye?
Yep.
After three, one, two, three, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Too late. Bye. Let's try again. One, two, three, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Too late, Ara, but I'm going to let you off. I'm not doing it again. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.SarahMayPsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.